Well, public health officials around the country are looking at what's happening in New York as a sign of what could come to them. That is certainly true in California, where hospitalization rates are increasing. Let's bring in Ellie Yu, reporter at member station KPCC in Pasadena. Ellie, we see that cases are doubling every 3 to 4 days in California. That's on par with the rate in New York. What is the latest in Los Angeles County where you are?
Well, there was a sharp increase in LA County just yesterday with more than a 50% spike in the number of confirmed cases in a single day. Officials say that's also because there's been more testing ramping up in the county. But LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says if that rate continues, we'll see the number of cases doubling here in about less than every 2 days. So far, there are more than 1,200 confirmed cases here in the county, and officials say that number will continue to rise. The mayor has put it this way, that we're about 6 to 12 days behind what we're seeing in New York, and the peak is yet to come here.
Well, and California was the first state to issue a statewide stay-at-home order. Are people obeying that?
For the most part, people are. I mean, there's virtually no traffic in LA, which is unusual. But California, of course, also has a very large homeless population who can't necessarily obey that order. Officials have been scrambling to find shelter for those people. Another thing officials have done since the order is close some parks and trails and limit access to beaches. Over the weekend, there were some people who are out and about hiking, enjoying the California weather, and officials don't want people to be congregating in large groups outside.
The Navy hospital ship Mercy is set to dock today in the port of Los Angeles. What are you able to tell us about that?
The Mercy, it did arrive this morning, not too long ago, at the port. The ship has about 1,000 beds and about 800 medical staff. Now, the ship won't be treating COVID-19 patients, but it'll be taking non-COVID patients from the area hospitals as a way to help take the pressure off of them. Officials have been really trying to increase the number of hospital beds in the state. Governor Gavin Newsom has said the state needs an additional 50,000 for the impending surge.
That is reporter Ellie Yu at KPCC in Pasadena. Ellie, thank you.
Thank you.